The room seemed strangely quiet. The mother and her daughters were making a small white cotton shirt together, while the usually noisy young Cratchits sat silently in a corner, and Peter was reading a book. Mrs. Cratchit put her work down on the table and covered her face with her hand. "The colour hurts my eyes," she said. The colour? Ah, poor Tiny Tim. "They're a little better now," she went on. "It's difficult to work by candlelight, and I don't want to show red eyes to your father when he comes home." "He's a bit late," said Peter, "but I think he's walked more slowly these last few days, Mother." They were very quiet again. At last she said bravely, "I've known him walk with Tiny Tim in his arms, very fast indeed." "So have I," cried Peter, "often. But he was very light to carry, and your father loved him so much. And there's your father at the door now." She got up quickly to kiss Bob as he came in. He looked tired and thin, and needed his long scarf, poor man. Martha took his boots and scarf off, and Belinda brought him his tea, and the little Cratchits sat close to him. He was very cheerful with all of them, and was pleased with the little shirt that his wife and daughters were making. "It'll be ready long before Sunday, won't it?" he said. "Sunday? You went there today, then, Bob?" asked his wife. "Yes, my dear. You'd love to see it. It's a beautiful green place. But you'll see it often. I promised him that we would go there every Sunday." "My little, little child," cried Bob, hiding his face in his hands. He had loved the boy very much. He went upstairs to the quiet bedroom where the child lay. Poor Bob sat down beside him, and when he felt calmer, he kissed the little face and went downstairs again, almost happy.